Here's the little surprise nugget of the morning. You might remember colour analysis from the 1980s. Perhaps you even had your colours done and know that you're a soft autumn or a bright spring or a cool winter, and you've taken your swatches shopping. Well, it is coming back into its own on social media, with screeds of accounts showing makeovers of celebrities and real people. And it is still done in person with fabric drapes, but as with so very many things, it can be done virtually now too. Rachel Bilou of Colour Lab Stylist offers online consultations, amongst others, and I asked her why colour analysis seems to be having a renaissance.
It was really popularised in the 80s, so depending on your age, you may or may not have heard of colour analysis before, but social media has brought it back.
Yeah, I do remember it from the 1980s and people being draped with, you know, big swatches of fabric and that kind of things, and people taking their colours out when they went shopping and that sort of stuff. It does really seem to be coming back with social media. Why do you think it's kind of caught the imagination?
I think at the end of the day, as human beings, we all want to put ourselves into neat little boxes to an extent. It makes our lives easier. And I think we're living in a time where, you know, where everybody's very busy and we just want a solution for everything. And colour analysis is able to offer that to people by giving them a really easy set of colours that are going to look great on them, that helps them to create a more cohesive wardrobe and also make shopping a lot easier.
Let's break down some of these principles then. There's kind of, the further you go into it, the more variation I suppose you can have. But your big one is it cool or warm? Talk me through what that means and how you find out.
Yeah, absolutely. So when we're talking about cool and warm, we're talking about undertones. So everybody will have a cool-leaning undertone or a warm-leaning undertone. You can also be neutral as well, but you will lean more towards one or the other. And when we're talking about the type of colour analysis that I personally work with, we actually categorise you into seasons based on those undertones. So we've got four seasons. We've got summer, autumn, winter and spring. Spring and autumn are our warm seasons, and winter and summer are our cool seasons.
Okay, and so when you're looking at those seasons, what are the differences between those beyond that warm or cool?
Yeah, absolutely. So there are a lot of nuances to it, but I guess to put it simply, when we're talking about winter, we're talking about colours that are cool and bright. When we're talking about spring, we're talking about colours that are warm and bright. Summer is cool and muted, and then you've got autumn, which is warm and muted. And then we can break that down further. So there are 12 total seasons, and we also have other categorizations that include having soft features versus having bright features. We have light features versus deep features. And then you can also have warm or cool as your overarching characteristic as well. So basically, you kind of get categorised into a number of those things that will help you to determine which of the 12 you belong to.
Okay, so if this, I guess, categorises people into one of these 12 sub-seasons, does everybody fit into one of them? What happens if you are, as you mentioned, a neutral in all of this?
Yeah, absolutely. So essentially, we've got the four main seasons, and then the remainder of the seasons are neutral. So by that standard, most people are probably going to be somewhat neutral. And the neutral palettes are a combination. So for example, you might be a soft summer, which is the season that I belong to. And soft summer is almost like, it's mostly made up of the summer colours, but it's also got a little bit of influence from its neighbouring season on the other side, which is soft autumn. So it's mostly cool, but like a little hint of warmth from autumn.
Okay, so people can take a look at this, I think, on our website, rnz.co.nz/Saturday, to have a look at this diagram that we're talking about. And I suppose when you are categorising people, you know, our listeners will probably be thinking, oh, I kind of have a sense of warm or cool. And they might have heard about some of the ways that that is checked in terms of undertone. The vein test is one of them. How accurate is that?
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously, as we've said, it's been around for a long time. So there's lots of different theories on how you can figure it out. Obviously, it's come a long way as well. So in terms of specifically the vein test, I personally don't find it to be super accurate. If you're not familiar with what the vein test is, they traditionally say that if you have blue veins, that you have a cool undertone, for example. But this isn't always true, and it can really differ depending on your skin color as well. So obviously, there's a wide variety of skin colors. I think it is important to note that color analysis initially was created for white people. So that theory isn't going to apply to people with maybe darker skin tones.
Okay, so how do you figure out some of those basics of whether someone's cool or warm before you even go into the sub?
Well, it depends if you're doing it for yourself or if it's a professional. So as a professional, I know you mentioned earlier the draping process. So that's basically how a professional analyst will figure out your season or your undertones, is by draping you in all different colours to figure out which ones look best. But some of the more common ways that people might try to do that at home might be the gold and silver test, which is a really common one. So deciding whether you look better in gold or silver, so gold being warm undertones and silver being cool undertones. And another one is seeing whether you look better in orange or blue as well, with orange being the warm colour and blue being the cool colour.
Okay, so how much are there hard and fast rules when it comes to this? You know, is it a case of all people who've got a certain kind of dark hair or all redheads, do they fall into certain categories or no?
Yeah, absolutely. So when it comes to dark hair, that's a little bit harder. There's a lot of different seasons that you can belong to as someone with dark hair. In the system of color analysis that I personally work with, if you have naturally red hair, you will always fall into a warm season. So you may have a neutral undertone, which means that you might not be fully warm. But that's probably one easy little tip. If you are someone with red hair, that kind of narrows it down a little bit for you.
Okay. What about when your colouring changes? What about when you go on holiday, if you get a bit of a tan, or as people get older, if their hair goes lighter or grey or white?
Yeah, absolutely. This is probably my most commonly asked question, is does your season change as you change an age, or if you change something about yourself? And the simple answer to this is that your season will never change. So we don't actually analyze anyone prior to puberty, but post puberty, you will be staying the same. So as I said at the start, it is based on the undertones, mostly in your skin, which that will never change. So if you are to go gray, if you belong to a cool season, it's going to look fabulous. But if you do belong to a warm season and you're going gray, obviously that's a bit more cool toned. So it's not going to typically harmonize with your season. And this is when we advise just really leaning into the advice surrounding your clothing colors as well as your makeup colors.
Oh, that's interesting, because, you know, there's kind of an old adage, I suppose, that the best hair color that you ever have is your natural one. But this, what you're saying, would lead me to think that maybe that's not quite true all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. So that, look, 9 times out of 10, your natural hair color will be your best color. But some people are elevated by artificial hair colors as well. So some people just look a little bit better with some blonde highlights just to add a little bit of contrast. Other people might find that dyeing their hair maybe a warm red color when they're naturally a brunette is actually really flattering too, if they belong to a warmer season. So this is the thing with color analysis. There are, as you mentioned, these general rules. However, there is a lot of nuance to it, which is why I always advise seeking professional assistance, because there is just a lot of information to take in.
And I guess you would say that because this is your business, this is what you do. But is it is it different to do the analysis, whether you're draping people, you know, in real life versus doing it online? Because I guess, you know, you're dealing with different lights that you don't necessarily know the source of them and that kind of thing, if you're dealing with people's photographs.
Yeah, absolutely. That's also a really great question. When it comes to virtual analysis, I personally work virtually. So I guess it's a good question for me. But I personally believe that you can have the same results. Obviously, in person is great. And I definitely think if it's something that you're interested in and you would like to find someone who offers in-person analysis, that's going to be a pretty surefire way to get a good result. But if you are seeing someone that offers analysis online, the most important thing is making sure that you're sending in really clear photos. I personally ask people to stand in direct light so we can make sure that we've got a really good view of your skin and your eyes. And I also ask people to send in historical photos as well. So photos from childhood or their teenage years, as well as just photos from throughout the last 10 years or so, where I can see them in different colors and in different lightings, which you don't actually get the benefit of that when you're in person. So I actually find that to be like a little bit of extra assistance.
Do you get, I guess, your eye kind of trained into this, and so when you see pictures, are you pretty confident that you know almost straight away what somebody is?
You definitely do, as a professional analyst, get your eye trained to an extent. However, it is really important to note that some people are, like I was saying, it can be very nuanced depending on the person. Some people are kind of an outlier, I suppose. So even as a professional, you may have people that you think, okay, I think maybe by looking at them, they're in this season. And then you do the whole draping process and you realize that that's actually not the case. And they maybe belong to a different season, which again is the reason that I say that this is such an important thing to have done by a professional, because if you follow the kind of generalized rules, it may not apply to you because they are just that general.
How do you drape somebody when it's virtual?
Really good question. So it's the same process, essentially. So I cut your little face out of the photo that you've sent. So I don't have your hair in the picture. I don't have your clothes in the picture. It's just your face. And then from there, I basically insert that picture onto little backgrounds of colors. So they're just like online virtual versions of the same drapes that an in-person color analyst would use. And we go back and forth and compare. It's a process of elimination until we come to a conclusion about which colors looked best.
Okay. So what is it like when you then tell somebody what their season is? Are people always pleased, or do some people go, oh no, I hate all the colors in that season?
This is actually a really funny part of the job, and it's always a bit nerve-wracking as an analyst because you want people to be happy. But at the end of the day, you know, some people don't have an eye for colors. Other people have a great eye for colors. A lot of people end up saying, oh, perfect, that's exactly what I thought I was. You know, great to hear. But occasionally I do get a response from somebody saying, oh my God, this is not what I am, or I don't think this is what I am. And it's actually really funny. In every situation I've had since I've had my business where that has happened, I always say to them just to have a little bit of a think about it, go out to the shops, try on some of the colors, try on some of the makeup, see how you go. You don't have to purchase anything. And I have had in every one of those cases an email back in around 4 to 6 weeks afterwards saying, you are absolutely right, I was wrong. These colors do look great on me. So I think we all have our own kind of bias towards certain colors. And I think trends play a big role in that as well. So for example, the color black is only found in the winter season, which is heartbreaking for a lot of people, as we all tend to rely on black very heavily in our wardrobes. But once people get used to it, they start to say, oh yeah, I see that that definitely isn't one of my best colors. And it was more because it was on trend, or what was easy to put on.
Yeah, that's interesting about black, actually, because of course, so many people wear quite a lot of black. And actually, Wellington as a city is sort of known for people wearing a lot of black clothes. So I think there'll be a lot of heartbroken people listening to that. One thing I should ask you about is when you say that you cut out the person's face when you're doing the virtual analysis and you put it on different colour swatches.
Yeah.
What is it that you're looking for? What do you see that makes you decide what season someone is?
Well, there's a lot of things, but I would say that the main things would be what I'm looking for in terms of what I want to see would be, it's very subtle, and I think that's important to stress. There's a lot of misinformation online that, you know, you should put this colour up to your face and all of your blemishes and wrinkles will disappear, but it is a lot more subtle than that. So you should see a very kind of subtle lift to the jawline or any jowls that you might have. You should see kind of a very subtle airbrushing to the skin. So if there are any imperfections, it should even them out a little bit, which is, you know, part of the reason it's so important to wear the best colors that you can. And in terms of what you don't want to see, it would be any kind of yellowing of the skin. So for example, if you had a warm undertone and I put a cool color on you, you would also see kind of like a white wash over the skin. You know how people often talk about being washed out? It's that kind of look. So yeah, I'd say that's kind of the main things that we're looking for, but you kind of over time learn to see these things. You know, straight away I'll be like, oh yeah, that color is giving them dark circles, or I can see their breakouts more obviously.
Huh. So what is the point of all of this? Why would someone get their colours done?
So there are lots of reasons, but I think the main reasons for most people, as I said at the start, is just really wanting to make their lives a bit easier. So when we go shopping these days, there's just so much out there, and it's really difficult to choose sometimes. I personally have found that I think some people could be concerned that it could be limiting. However, I find the opposite. I find it so much easier now, even when I'm searching online for things, just to type in a certain color that I know looks good on me, find a top in that color, and off I go. So that's probably the most helpful thing I would say. But secondary to that, I would say everything in your wardrobe will match if it's all from the one palette. So one of the main reasons I got into color analysis because I was putting together outfits and I would look in the mirror and I'd think something just isn't quite right. You know, this is a nice outfit objectively, but this pair of pants and this top, there's just something not right. And I've since learned that it was because the colors weren't harmonizing properly. So now, because everything in my wardrobe matches, I can just grab a top, a pair of pants and run out the door in the morning, and I don't have to stop and think about whether they match, because they always do.
Is this having a bit of a surge, do you think, as people are getting back into workplaces, you know, coming back to the office after lockdowns and COVID? And, you know, we were all in our track pants for however many months, and now we actually have to wear proper clothes largely.
Yeah, absolutely. I think a lot of people are starting to panic and think, oh my goodness, my wardrobe just isn't up to date anymore. I think as well, I should mention that, you know, a lot of us are struggling with the cost of living these days too, and we don't have a lot of money to be purchasing clothes all the time or making mistakes and purchasing the wrong things. A lot of people are leaning towards that more capsule wardrobe, as you may have heard of before, where everything's kind of able to be mixed and matched. And so in the long run, it actually does save you a little bit of money as well when you're not wasting money on clothes that you don't need. And the bonus of that too is also helping out the environment. As we know, a lot of clothing ends up in landfill. So it's great if you can just find things that look good and wear them for years to come.
A lot of people will perhaps be listening to this and thinking, oh yeah, and especially if they remember it from the 80s, that it was very much a thing that happened as kind of almost like the Tupperware party, the, you know, the colour draping party that women would do of an evening. But I'm wondering how many men want to get their colours done, because I wonder if that is something that also can give men a bit of a lift. And of course, largely they tend not to have, you know, concealers and blushers and all the other things that women have at their disposal if we're feeling a bit washed out.
That's exactly right. You know, you don't have the bonus of adding a quick pop of lipstick that's in your palette to kind of pull everything together. So I would almost say that knowing your colors as a man might even be more important. But personally, I would say that my clientele is probably 98% women. Unfortunately, I haven't found that men have leaned into it yet. But I will say I do have some male clients, mostly the husbands of my clients, who have seen what's happened and gone, oh, actually, I wouldn't mind having that done. And funnily enough, my own husband is in the same season as me. So if you have a look at our washing line when I hang everything out, it's all very cohesive and matchy-matchy. So it's definitely a bonus, and he really loves it, and he loves looking out for his colours nowadays too. So yeah, anyone can have it done.
And that is Rachel Billu, colour consultant.